This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Helping retired farmers avoid burdensome taxes and fines is the focus of a bill being drafted by 17th District Representative Vicki Kraft. She started working on the bill after a retired farmer told her the assessor's office wanted to collect deferred taxes on his current use status, even though the 80-year-old was no longer working his land. Kraft says with baby boomers hitting retirement age, more help will soon be needed.
When someone, local farmers in particular, hit that 60 years of age mark, which is what we have designated in the bill for the retirement age, and they have farmed their land for the previous 10 years, then they qualify to keep their land in the current use status, if you will, and essentially will not have to pay any taxes, penalties, or fees as a result of not actively being able to work their land.
Kraft says her bill would also protect others who are physically unable to farm.
If a farmer has worked their land for the previous 10 years and then experiences a disability or is classified as disabled by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, then they will not experience those taxes or penalties, and their land will not come out of current use and experience those penalties.
Kraft says she's still looking for more input from local farmers and the community, but hopes to have it ready very soon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.